But if you look at the attention that is being lavished on Barack Hussein Obama, you will see a completely unqualified man who is being held up as a potential presidential candidate. Now, in spite of the media's attempt to push this anointed candidate over the top, Barack Hussein Obama is consistently outpolled by even minor entrants into the race, like John Edwards, a lawyer who made his fortune by suing doctors. So why does the media continue to position Obama as the front runner? Here's Michael Savage's analysis. The liberal media is pushing Obama knowing he can't win. They're pushing Obama so that he becomes the target of critics instead of Hillary. Obama gets the attention, Obama generates buzz, and all the while Hillary flies along under the radar. Then after all of the conservative and other critics have spent all of their ammo to take down Obama, such as his years in a madrasas as a Muslim student in Indonesia, which he will not reply about, Obama then falls out of the race, but he comes back in a year as the VP candidate on Hillary's ticket. So you have a Hillary candidacy with Obama as a vice presidential candidate, which will be a liberal juggernaut that will win in the absence of any real conservative opposition. Then after they get all of this press and blah, 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 then he says, okay, now we're going to run him as a vice president. You say, well, you know, this guy could have been president. Why not? They're grooming him for after 8 years of the Clintons, assuming the world is still here. Then they give you 8 years of Obama with Saddam Hussein's younger grandson as the vice presidential candidate. What should I talk about? Teddy, is it time to call? How about that freak from Brooklyn who lives in Vermont, the socialist, who sounds like he's, you know, the ILGW Bernie Saunders. I love him. Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Saunders. This guy always sounds like someone's uncle. I had an uncle like this who I didn't like very much. No one in the family liked him. He was a psycho commie. So this guy Saunders goes up, Bernie Sanders goes, Saunders, is it, or Sanders? What is his name? He's a complete and total lunatic. He goes up to Vermont. He pulls the wool over their eyes. He becomes their senator. When did Vermont become a socialist state? I don't know. Well, when Ben and Jerry got there? I mean, are they crazy? Whatever happened to the Rock Rib Republican Vermont with red bonds? What are they making in those bonds? They're not making milk. They must be making porno films. So here's Vermont socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, the commie from Brooklyn, and a voice on him like, this guy was like a ward chairman for a Democrat in the 1930s, he sounds like, or an ILGW low-level hack. He sounds like he could have been like Barbara Boxer's father. Listen to clip one.
We have got to address the reality that in the United States today, we have by far the most unfair distribution of wealth and income of any major industrialized
country.
Kiss
my behind, you psycho. Screw you. You jealous loser.
That growing gap between the rich and the poor.
Go to hell. How's that? Go to hell. I worked all my life for what I have, and you'll have to kill me to get it from me, you rat. You know, the thing about socialists that kills me is they're just jealous losers. They want the government to take away from those who made it on their own and give it to the schmucks or the idiots or the lazy. Listen to it. It's even worse. It's ugly. It's disgusting. Listen to this dirty socialist in clip two.
How often do we hear people say, USA, number one? And I share that sentiment. Unfortunately, in terms of childhood poverty within the industrialized world, we are also number one. And that
go to hell. How about going to hell? Get out. Get him off my headphones. Now, how did child poverty become an issue all of a sudden? The Democrats won by a hair, and suddenly all of the old issues are back. Now we're back to childhood poverty. 2 weeks ago, we heard that before the election, 3 months ago, the children were overweight and fat from eating too much McDonald's. They were dying of diabetes from being little piglets. Now we hear about childhood poverty. Listen to Bernie Sanders, socialist bum, in clip three.
In 1999, the British government, 6 years later, child poverty in the United Kingdom had been cut by 20%. Progress, as I understand it, has been made in Ireland.
So they've cured child poverty in the UK by what? Giving houses to Muslim immigrants and teaching the children how to set off a suicide bomb on an underground as the poverty's over? Now, listen to clip four now from this lunatic.
Unfortunately, at the same time that Britain was taking important steps to reduce childhood poverty, in the United States, childhood poverty increased by about 12%.
Right, that's the exact number of illegal aliens who invaded the country, 12% of the population. So that's where the poverty came from. We imported child poverty. There is a solution, Bernie, to curing the childhood poverty. Deport the 12% of children who shouldn't have been here to begin with because their parents came here illegally, and poof, there goes childhood poverty.